Okay, well, welcome and thank you for coming to this. The time is marching on. We have a shortish presentation this morning. I'm going to do the presentation. Where is Dave Hall? He's going to jump in and correct anything I say wrong or add something I left out. And the rest of the governance committee, Marsha Hoffman, Deb Copes, and Craig can also jump in whenever they might like. So this says, ready, set, to go. As Dave Hall said this morning, talking about this for the past two or more years is different from actually starting it. And that's why we're having this second R program today. So just to remind you, March 18th, we have a vote on the new constitution, which will allow us to put the new structure into place. And then that will begin on May 1st. We will adjust and monitor as the year goes on, and we will make revisions or tweaks to that constitution and to the details of what we're implementing. But we have to tell you that we already know of some changes that we want to make to the Constitution. We can't make them before the vote because then we'd have to notice it again for, you know, X number of Sundays, and that would delay the start of the new church year. But we do know some changes we already want to make. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to go through a quick refresher. I know there are some of these slides that some of you have seen before, but we think it's important to remind ourselves of why we're making these changes. A quick overview of the new structure, some summary of what's going to be different, what's going to stay the same, and then questions and comments, and then a little refresher about what we've been up to, although Dave did say that in his announcement this morning. So why change? Why do we need a new governance structure? Our current structure is kind of a product of a different time. Times have changed. It has, and you've probably heard this before, 129 nominated positions, which is an awful lot to fill, and it's based on hundreds of people showing up. But most importantly, change happens, and who we are today is not who we were 250 years ago. Our evolution as a church has brought us to where we are today, but it's been a matter of constant change through the years. And most importantly, we do want to take the time to periodically reassess what is God trying to use us to do, and what might we be doing that gets in the way of that. So the new structure focuses more on our ministries than on our structure. Instead of boards and committees, we're going to focus more on our ministries, which means basically what we do as a church is we minister to others. And this is what ministry is. And we're going to try to really keep that in sharp focus. We're already engaged in many ministries. We may not always call them that, but what we want to do is be an even better church, carrying out our ministries with even more energy and faith and passion. So the bottom line is, there's probably many different ways to go about this, but this is the one we've come up with. And again, our goal here is to be a better church and prepare ourselves for the next generation of saints. I don't know why that's happening. The cable issue? My tech support. So, what will the new structure look like? Here's what's kind of at the core of the new structure. I think we just need a little more. Let's try that. This is kind of the core of the new structure, what we call core ministries and support ministries. So the core ministries, and again, the ministries, the things that Christ and God call on us to do, worship, faith formation, outreach and witness, and congregational care. And then the support ministries are the things that are in place to help us do that, the facilities that we use, and us. Our time, our talent, and our treasure is how we facilitate those core ministries. This is an organization chart of the new structure. There's the council and some committees that report to the council. The core ministries are in blue. The support ministries are in yellow. And then below all of those, there will be ministry teams that will be kind of report to those core and support ministries. You know what? Keep this informal. If you have questions as we go along, you don't need to save them for the end. Well, that didn't work, Anita. So if you have questions, ask them as we go along. You don't need to be formal and wait until the end. So what will be different? A few things will be different, but we tried to focus on kind of the key ones. First of all, the council, there will still be a council. It will play a more central role or a more active role in identifying our vision and our direction, because it will translate our vision and our direction into an annual strategic plan with action items. So we'll be kind of better able to stay focused as we move along and try to do the things that we decide we want to do as a church. Several functions will report directly to council, and their members will be appointed by the council rather than nominated by the nominating committee. And we'll go back to the org chart here. That's the personnel committee, an investment committee, which is new, kind of, a scholarship committee, and the advocacy panel, which has to do with their safe church policy. And then the historian and the auditor, or auditors, will be appointed by council and will report directly to council. There will be way fewer nominated positions. The core and support ministries will direct the work of ministry teams. Another thing that's different is while there are 3-year term limits for those on the core ministries and the support ministries, there are no term limits. So right now, a lot of them have two. You can only serve for 2 terms. There will not be term limits under the new constitution. There is one new ministry, and that is the Time, Talent, and Treasure support ministry, which we're kind of excited about. That includes not only the nominating committee, which will nominate people into positions, that's talent, and the pledge ministry, what? And time. And the pledging process will be under that. But also, we want to be more focused about helping all of us to recognize what our ministries are, what our talents are, and how we can contribute. So a new ministry team, and again, the ministry teams report to the core ministries and support ministries and the council. A new ministry team can be formed by anyone, and you don't even have to be a member. It could be a friend of the church. All you have to do is fill out a short form telling what the ministry is and how you plan to go about it. It's a 1-page form. We've actually drafted the form. And then it needs to be approved by the core or support ministry that it's going to report to. Or council. Yeah. Back to their ministry. Yeah. See, kind of what did you do this year? We're not talking about a 30-page report here. We're talking about an email, probably. However, we do hope to be more visible and more transparent throughout the year about what all the ministry teams are being formed. We're going to be trying to figure out some way to show that here. We haven't quite figured that out yet, but we will. Another question. Yes, no. That's a really good question. A ministry team can have a life cycle of its own. Some, as Anita said, may be pretty close to permanent, like getting ushers or so on. But some, for example, Christmas caroling, that's a once a year, you know, event that gets organized. Somebody still needs to organize it, but it's something that has a short life cycle, but it happens every year. But as Anita said, a ministry could also be formed to do something for a period of several months, and then it gets disbanded. Periodically, it's written in the Constitution that periodically the whole list of ministry teams will be reassessed to make sure that they're still active. We don't want ministry teams kind of hanging on or being up there in on paper, so to speak, if they're not really doing anything. We want it to reflect our where our energy and our activity is going rather than what our structure is. So here's something that you absolutely can't read except for the red numbers at the bottom, which is that 129 positions need to be filled right now. And I think the nominating committee deserves a round of applause for trying to fill those 129 positions in the past. Now, if you look at these numbers here, right here, something like 14 is the number that the nominating committee will have to fill. And with another 15 being appointed to the council for those committees that report directly to the council. Okay. 29 nominated. I didn't think 12 sounded right. 29 nominated and 20 appointed. So that's kind of a snapshot of what will be different. And one thing I want to say and make very clear is nominating committee is going to nominate a minimum of 3 to each of the ministries, the core and support ministries, except for facilities, which is 5. It can be more than 3. But a minimum of 3. But one of the things we're trying to change is that whoever is leading those core ministries, they're leading those ministries rather than doing everything that needs to be done under those ministries. So we'll be looking to create ministry teams to try to continue to carry out the mission that needs to be carried out by those ministries. And more on that in just a moment. So what'll stay the same? So the council is still the overarching body of the church, comprised of officers and representatives of all those core and support ministries. We've already said that specific areas of ministries, which we're calling ministry teams, are each assigned to an oversight group, and that would be one of the core or support ministries or the council. And then a number of our existing ministries that we may or may not now call ministries will just continue just as they have before, only now they'll be identified as ministry teams. For example, we've always formed ministry teams. The Heavenly Host is a great example of a ministry team that just functions. It does what needs to be done. Prayer shawls, I remember, I don't know how many years it's been since Denise Carberry started her prayer shawl, 16, started her prayer shawl ministry, and it's still going strong. I mentioned caroling. There are fundraising events, the fair, the roast beef dinner, hospitality, InReach every Sunday is providing hospitality for us, and on many other occasions also. So anyway, the list goes on and on, pew crew, Dixieland band, all kinds of things. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list. But the biggest thing that won't change is that it's still us. It's still us. We'll still be the same church trying to be a church, trying to live our faith, as we say, here, near, and far. We're just using this new system as a springboard to kind of focus more on exactly that. Keeps leaving, but it keeps coming back. And here we are, carrying out our ministries here, near, and far. So we wanted to end with a little levity here. We're from governance, and we're here to help. So here's what we've been doing. We have, of course, and this, well, before Deb and I even joined the governance committee, it's been going for 2+ years, more like 4 years. Well, time to kick this in. But most recently, we did draft, and this was cumbersome and took some time. We did draft the new constitution, and it's been distributed. As I said earlier, we already know some changes we want to make to it, but they're not substantive changes. But as we go through the next year, and we live this, we will undoubtedly come up with other changes. So it's possible we'll go through several rounds of changes as we work out the kinks of this new system. We have been, and Dave did say all this morning, we've been communicating with boards and most of the committees so far, we may not be done, to confirm their list of responsibilities, and we've mapped those out into the new framework. We've also been collaborating with the nominating committee to align those people with the new roles. And we've been asking the boards to think of what ministry teams they might need to form or to ask to be formed to help them carry out their ministries. So we are making plans to kind of jumpstart the formation and organizations of many ministry teams as we make the transition. I should have added, way back when, that several of the core ministries and support ministries are somewhat analogous to existing boards, like Faith Formation and the new Faith Formation core ministry are quite analogous, whereas the diaconate, what the diaconate does now will be split between the worship core ministry and congregational care ministry. So there are something, and that's why we had to take all the things we do and kind of move them around a little bit to make sure we were kind of remembering to include everything. Here's another little bit of levity. Don't let worries kill you, let the church help. We want to hear what your concerns, and we want to know what we can do to address those concerns. As I said earlier, we expect to make certainly at least one round of changes, if not several rounds of changes to the new constitution, but we can't make them before we vote on the 18th. So what do we want? We want this to be a change that we all embrace. We don't want this to be, oh, they're changing something at church, making it different. We want it to be that we as a church want to be better, and we're going to try this new way of doing things. We want you to share your concerns with us. If there's something you don't like, if there's something you're concerned about, if there's something you feel needs to be changed, we want to hear about it. And that would be Dave Hall, Deb Copes, Marsha Hoffman, myself, or Craig. We want you, and this is really important, we want you to prayerfully consider your own ministry opportunities and talents, because we think there's a place for everyone and a ministry that we all have talents, whether we even know what they are or not. And we want to tap all of our resources to be this better, more active, more energetic church and more faithful church. So that's the end of the presentation, but I have to say there were several things in today's service that really struck me. One is from the invocation, we see and know your signs and hear your voice again, directing us to places of preparation and transformation in our lives and in the world. That's pretty appropriate. And then, this is a day of new beginnings. Time to remember and move on. Then let us, with the Spirit's daring, step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths and sure to find. Amen. That's the end of our presentation. We do have some handouts. What we have is, first of all, a copy of the slideshow. If you want to take a copy of the slideshow with you. Oh, I wanted to show you something else, sorry. Remember I said that we mapped out kind of all the things we do and tried to put them in a new framework? So this is kind of a one-page thing that we tried to map out, And it just says, these are the things that the worship that we do now that need to kind of fall under the worship ministry, or that need to fall under the faith formation ministry. And then, and we have this as a handout too, if you want to see it. And then, we did this yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is kind of a ministry mapping. This shows on the left column, see, it does show. On the left column, it shows the council and the major ministries along with their roles. And these are the roles kind of cut and pasted from the new constitution. And these can be tweaked with a new... I have this as a handout, too, so I see everybody squinting. Does that help? And what we've tried to do here, and this is totally our idea, which is why it says possible worship team ministry teams. Possible worship ministry teams. These are totally our ideas of what worship... ministry might want as ministry teams. It's up to them to decide what they need as ministry teams. I will say that the facilities is probably the farthest along on this because they have given some thought to what ministry teams that they might need. So they might need a ministry team to decide and to help work on building use policy and possibly fees. Something like the pew crew, or just the pew crew, or ongoing maintenance items, the kind of the minor maintenance that we always need. Phone, internet, and IT services, a ministry team dealing with the kind of the technical aspects of the facilities. Perhaps a spring cleaning, or I want to call it a cleanliness is next to godliness ministry team. which wouldn't just clean in the spring, but could attack special projects. Now, this isn't the everyday cleaning we're talking about. This is the periodic things that need to be addressed. So anyway, those are. And then we're quite excited about the time, talent, and treasure ministry because we think that it's going to help us to focus again and to recognize our talents and our treasures and to help apply them to these annual strategic plan and annual goals that the council is going to develop. So any questions? That you've seen all my slides except the thank you slide at the end, so close enough. So stay tuned. New ministry opportunities coming your way soon. Please attend on March 18th and cast your vote. And hopefully cast your vote to do this.